जय अपन निताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल निताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय श्री श्री गौर निताय पंच तत्व की दीज ब्यूटिफुल प्रेयर्स बाई ये महाभागवत वैष्णव इज सेइंग Oh my dear Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories unto you. Nityanand Prabhu, all glories unto you. Advaita Acharya, all glories unto you. And all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, all glories unto you. I humbly pray unto the lotus feet of all of you. Please be merciful unto me. But a pure devotee is asking from this. Kalipavan Avatar Gaur Nitai Panch Tattva. Please don't hate me. I am very fallen and low. And after great thoughts, I have come to this conclusion that in all the three worlds, I have no other shelter than your lotus feet. And without this lotus feet, I have no other destination, no other way out. And how I am going to attain this lotus feet, I am very much worried all the time. And sometimes my mind is very much disturbed. And I become very worried. And then I cry, shed tears. How I am going to attain this lotus feet? I don't find any way out. And I am not even able to remember the lotus feet of my Gurudev, Srila Loknath Goswami Maharaj. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, My Lord, you are very merciful. Please once look at me and purify the darkness from the core of my heart. Tumita Dayal Prabhu Chah Ekabar Narottam Hirdaya Rakhu Chau Andhakar. Actually, these devotees, the effect of Maha Prabhu's and his devotion, the effect of Bhakti Mata is so great. Those who are pure devotees, they are so humble. Why am I not humble? Because I am not pure. I am contaminated. Full of lust, anger, greed, envy, aversion, falsehood, all kind of dirty things. So by the mercy of these Vaishnavas, there is a great hope. Reading from Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 13, text 137. So, I read myself or you people repeat? I read myself. Huh? Okay, alright. Anyera hirdaya mana mura mana brindavana mane vane eka hari jani tahantu marapada dvaya Karha yadi udhaya tave tumar puran kripa mani. Very beautiful verse. Speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, For most people, the mind and heart are one. But because my mind is never separated from Vrindavan, I consider my mind and Vrindavan to be one. My mind is already Vrindavan. Since you like Vrindavan, you will you please place your lotus feet there. I would deem that your full mercy. This is a beautiful mood, a bhava of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's mentioned that Jai Krishna, Jai Gaur, Sai Krishna, Sai Jagannath. One who is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna and he is Jagannath. No difference. There is a difference in my dirty consciousness. But these, you know, they are the same. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. But this incarnation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna's this incarnation, is very, very merciful, extremely merciful. Actually, we people of Kali Yuga have no other hope other than the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga. Srila Jagannath Babaji has said that in Treta Yuga, Lord Ram was the incarnation for that age. Dwapara Yuga, Lord Krishna. And then for this Kali Yuga, our Lords are Gaur Nitaya, Pancha Tattva. We all need to take their shelter, and without their mercy, we cannot get out of this miserable material world. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, devotees, there is a great hope. If I take shelter, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, of the lotus feet of Gaur Nitaya, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, Srivas Thakur, definitely I can get out of this miserable condition. But my mind is so filthy and dirty. Doesn't want that. This is my misfortune. What can I say? Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Only when the mind is free from designations, can one desire the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very, very important point, Srila Prabhupada, in the beginning of the purport is making. And he used to quote this shloka repeatedly in his different lectures. Sarvapadi binarmuktvam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktir uttama. My problem is that I am identifying myself with this body. I am sannyasi, I am Brahmin. I am this, I am that. So many designations. This is the biggest problem I have. But I have great hope that by the mercy of my Gurudev Srila Prabhupada and all the beautiful predecessor Acharyas and six Goswamis, then by their mercy the lotus feet of Gaur Nitaya Advaita Acharya Gadadhar Srivas Thakur, one day I will be able to get rid of this worldly concept of life. This is the biggest problem. This is my biggest problem. And spiritual life begins from here, that I am not this body. But I am so much, engrossed in this body, I am only identifying myself with this body. And this body was given to me by Lord Sri Krishna out of His causeless mercy, so that I can elevate myself above the worldly concept. But I'm just busy thinking of this body only, enjoying this body only. This is my misfortune. But as I said earlier, Prabhupada is our only hope, and he is sent by Lord Sri Krishna out of his causeless mercy, so that we fallen people of Kali Yuga, especially myself, I'm talking, that we can get out of here. Once I remember, Srila Prabhupada's mood was so high mood. Because he was transcendentally situated. All the time thinking of his Lord. Prabhupada said that where this Vedic culture has gone, you know, what is his worry? Where this Vedic culture has gone? And he is only thinking of reviving this Vedic culture. And Prabhupada's Lord Gaur-Nitya, they made very easy, actually in this age of Kali, to approach themselves. We can approach them very easily. Like once, in New Vrindavan, our God brother, Kirtanananda Maharaj, asked this question to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, what do you want us to do? And what is the reply of Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, I want you to chant Hare Krishna and dance, and when you get tired, take prasadam. So what is the difficulty? But I am so unfortunate. I can't do this simple thing. This is my misfortune. But all of you, please pray for me. Are all of you going to do that or not? Now listen to my request. But pray for me so that I can become good devotee and be little instrumental in this great mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. This mission actually is a wonderful and great mission. And this mission need to spread all over the world. This is a need of the time. You know, world is going down and down day by day. The only hope is this Krishna consciousness. Further, Srila Prabhupada is saying, but this point is again, only when the mind is free from designation can one desire the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devotees, this is the purpose of life. Because I do not belong to this material world. This material world is not my home. And I cannot stay for very long. Maximum 100 years. But who lives for 100 years nowadays? Nobody. And then I shall be kicked out of here. And my first and foremost business is that I associate with the Supreme Lord. But I am full of this worldly designation. How I can associate in this kind of situation with the Supreme Lord? It's not possible. So, Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, he has given me this body so that I come to his lotus feet. That's why he is saying, Sarva Dharman Paritaje, give up all varieties of religion. You rascal, you have made so many types of religion, this religion, that religion. Give up all those religions. And you just come to my shelter. And I shall deliver you from the reaction of your sinful action. Do not fear. But I am so dull-headed, I am not able to do this. But if all the devotees here sitting, here in New Rukmini Dwarkadesh, New Dwarkadham, if all of you pray for me, then there is some hope. The mind must have some occupation. If a person is to be free of material things, his mind cannot be vacant. There must be subject matters for thinking, feeling and willing. Very important point is Divine Grace is making. There is saying, Krishna Surya Sam Maya Hai Andhkar. Jahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Maya Ryadikar. Lord Sri Krishna, beautiful Rukmini Dwarkadesh, they are standing here. Krishna is just like a powerful sun. And Maya, avidya, ignorance is like a darkness. If I will remember constantly Sri Krishna, all the time, Tesham Satatam Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. Lord is saying himself. With love and devotion, if I remember him, Dudami Buddhi Yogam Tam, then I will give him the intelligence, Buddhi Yoga. Tenamam Upayant. Then he can approach me, then he can come to me. But my mind is busy in so many things in this material world. So many things. Then there's no space for Krishna consciousness. So, I have to free myself, try, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas, free my mind from all these dirty things, rubbish things. Other than Krishna consciousness, everything that is rubbish, useless. And if I can by the mercy. Actually, without the mercy of Vaishnavas, one has no other way out. But I am so foolish, I don't want the association of Vaishnavas, because I am in the association of my mind. Whatever he says to me, I do that. But the association is very, very important. And if I can free my mind from material things, then I will be able to think of Krishna all the time. As it is said by our greatest acharya, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. What is he saying?
Anna vilasata shunnam, jnana karmadi navratam, anukullena krishnanu shilnam bhakti uttama. Material desire must be zero. No more material desire.
But I am so unfortunate, full of material desires.
And then, jnana karma, this philosophical speculation, karma, I am karmi, working, I am a fruity worker. Even if I am performing some devotional service, I want something in return, material. But that is not bhakti, that is a business.
Bhakti means what Lord has taught himself.
Lord Gauranga has taught, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam ma jagdish kame, mam janmani, janmani ishware, bhavatad bhakti ahaitukitvai.
O Almighty Lord,
I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful woman, nor do I want any number of followers. But I am desire of all this. Nor do I want to become a big orator, a poet.
Then, what do you want?
Mam janmani, janmani, ishware, bhavatad bhakti ahit kvitvai. My Lord, life after life, birth after birth, I just want devotion to your lotus feet.
Which kind of a devotion?
Ahituki. I will serve you, Lord, but I don't want anything in return. This is a pure devotion. But I am full of material desire, even if I am performing devotional service, but in return now I want so many things. That's my misfortune. So, Lord is teaching in Bhagavatam. Lord Vyasadeva, his son Shukadeva Maharaj is teaching.
Sabe pumso paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhyokshaje.
This is the duty of all the living beings to serve the Supreme Lord who is beyond our sense perception, adhyokshaje. And this devotional service to the Supreme Lord, what kind of devotion?
Ahituki apratihata yayatma suprasiddhati.
Devotional service to the Supreme Lord should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. I don't want anything. Then only I will be free from the heaps of sinful activities which I, the load of those sinful activities I am carrying on my head. If I throw the mercy of Bhakti Mata, if I connect myself with Krishna, then only I will be relieved from the reaction of sinful action. Otherwise, it's not possible. Very difficult.
Unless one's mind is filled with thoughts of Krishna, feelings of Krishna, and desire to serve Krishna.
Anna vilachata shunnam, you know. Only Krishna, like Lord Nityananda is saying,
Bolo Krishna bhajo Krishna gao Krishna naam, Bolo Krishna bhajok. Krishna mata, Krishna pita, Krishna dhana pran. Krishna mata, Krishna pita. Nadiya gadru me nityananda mahajan. Nadiya gadru me nityananda mahajan. Patiya chena mahata jivere karan. Ache naam hataji. Shadhavan jan ghe, shadhavan jan ghe, shadhavan. Prabhur agya bhai mange e bhiksha. Prabhur agya bhai mange e bhiksha. बोलो कृष्ण भजो कृष्ण करो कृष्ण शिक्षा, बोलो कृष्ण, बोलो कृष्ण भजो कृष्ण करो कृष्ण शिक्षा, अपराधा शून्य है लहो कृष्ण नाम, अपराधा शून्य है लहो कृष्ण, कृष्ण माता कृष्ण पिता कृष्ण धन प्राण, कृष्ण माता कृष्ण पिता कृष्णेरा संसार करो छाड़ी अनाचार, कृष्णेरा संसार करो छाड़ी अनाचार, जीवे दया कृष्ण नाम सर्व धर्म सार, जीवे दया कृष्ण नाम सर्व, नदिया गद्रु में नित्यानंद महाजान, गद्रु में नित्यानंद पति याचे नाम हटा जीवे रे कारण, पति याचे नाम हटा।
In one song, Srila Lotandas Thakur is saying, anyone who hasn't taken the mercy of my most merciful Lord, Nityanand, that rascal has just come and gone, finish. It's very, very unfortunate, one who couldn't have the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Their both brothers are very, very merciful, Krishna Balaram, Gaur Nitai. But Lord Nityananda is even more merciful than Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda, he is so merciful, he is begging people, telling people to chant Hare Krishna. Please you say the name of Gauranga and purchase me. He loves Gauranga so much. So that Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in one song Rotam Thakur is saying,
Aar kave nitai chandra करुणा वैवे, आर कवे निताय चंद करुणा है, संसार वासना मोरे कवे तुच्छ हैवे, संसार वासना मोरे कवे।
When will Lord Nityananda be merciful towards me and free me from all material desire for sense enjoyment? Devotees, my problem is only this. I'm full of material desires, sense enjoyment. I want to enjoy, eat, drink, and be merry. This is, my heart is filled with these filthy things. And by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, a pure devotee, Srila Rotam Thakur is giving this information. I can free myself, this dirty heart. He is very, very merciful.
You forgave to Jigai and Madai. Madai heart, his forehead is bleeding. It's all right, Madai. Just chant Hare Krishna, say Hari Bol. Who can imagine the mercy of these two lords, Gaur Nitai?
We people of Kali Yuga need Gaur Nitai. And their teachings need to spread all over. Because people without their mercy, without Gaur Nitai's mercy, they are rotting here in this material world and gliding down very fast towards the hellish condition of life. But Gaur Nitai, they have appeared to protect us. That's why Lord Nityananda delivered Jigai and Madai to show the whole world that my Lord is so merciful. Lord Gauranga is so merciful. If he has delivered Jigai and Madai, those who were devotees, full of sinful activities, even 500 years back it's mentioned, they were born Brahman, but they were eating cow flesh also, it's mentioned also. They were eating cow flesh also. But then they became so pure. Nobody can imagine, you know, their purity. Madai, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, when he became so pure, and when the crying tear in his eyes fell at the feet of Lord Nityananda, my Lord, I cannot forgive myself. I hit your forehead, I am so fallen. So Lord Nityananda said, Madai, sometime, you know, father is holding his son in the lap. Son, out of anger, he beat the father. Father doesn't mind. Sometime it happens. I've seen. You're just like my son. Why you're worried? No, my Lord, I can't forgive myself. How I am going to get rid of this worry? I'm always worried that I hit you on your forehead. You're so merciful. Then Lord Nityananda recommended, okay, Madhai, you Vaishnava ghat, when Vaishnava comes, you go and clean that ghat. Where Vaishnava comes and bathe, Ganga ghat in Navdeep Dham. And whoever Vaishnavas come there to bathe, pay your obeisance to them. You will be free this offense, you know, towards me. Can we imagine the mercy of Lord Nityananda? They are very, very merciful. Then further, it's mentioned, those who have given up all material activities and have ceased thinking of them. But it's very difficult for me to cease thinking of these material activities. Very, very difficult. Should always retain the ambition to think of Krishna. Actually, mind cannot be void. But if I can give up thinking of this material desire and material world and sense enjoyment, then only I will be able to think of Krishna. Otherwise, very difficult, very, very difficult. Then, without Krishna, one cannot live just as a person cannot live without some enjoyment for his mind. Actually, it should be our position. The two friends met each other and one said to the other that they were very close friends. They met after a long time. One friend is asking the other, have you ever remembered me in the past? We are meeting after so long. Other friend is thinking. He's not answering his question. See, I asked the question, have you remembered me in the past? Had you remembered me in the past? He's not answering. He's repeating. So what are you thinking? Why are you not answering my question? The other friend replied, I am thinking when I forgot you. There was no time when I forget you. So he embraced him. This should be our position. We should never forget Krishna. Thank you very much. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Gaur Nitai. Hare Krishna. We have 1-2 minutes. If anybody has any question or comments, please feel free to ask. Any Matajis? Yes, Prabhu. This is not the question. This is encouragement from you to me. Thank you for encouraging. And keep on doing this so that I keep on going on. Thank you. Any other question? Question you have? The two devotees are talking. They might have some question, but they're hesitating to ask. No question, eh? All right. No question? Venkatapat Prabhu? No? No? Okay, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Not louder enough, you know. I have to tell you a little happening. Little happening, Mataji. Mataji, please. I'm finishing. Please. Oh, okay, then you can stand. It's up to you. Okay, thank you, thank you. So, you know, in Hyderabad, Shruti Kirti was Prabhupada's servant, and I was also there. Prabhupada gave the lecture. Long story, I'm cutting short. And, you know, people of Hyderabad was very happy, and I was more happy than anybody else. After hearing Prabhupada, I was so excited. I was shouting, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And all the Hyderabadis, they were shouting louder, you know. You know that Hare Krishna has brought rain in Hyderabad? You know this? Prabhupada has brought rain. Devotees of Prabhupada brought rain in Hyderabad. There was a drought for 6 years. When I was shouting, Prabhupada, it became difficult for Prabhupada to enter into the car. People are coming close and shouting. And Shruti Kirti pushed me, you know. What is this you are doing? Shouting at people are, you know. When he did, you know, how super conscious was our Gurudev? He immediately noticed that Shruti Kirti is pushing to me. Prabhupada said, why are you pushing him? When he pushed, I was down and Shruti Kirti was up. He's Prabhupada's servant. When Prabhupada interrupted, why you're pushing him? I was up and he was a little down, you know. So before I was also shouting, then I shouted louder. Let him do what he's doing. Srila Prabhupada ki! Srila Gaur Nitai ki! Srila Rukmani Dwarka Dhish ki! Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Mata ki! All of you ki! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!